And so now I know she's been at this hotel two nights in a row, lying about where she's at.
Oh my God. This guy don't even got his own place?
Yeah, exactly. He was traveling. He was traveling. He was visiting the city. Okay. That's what it ended up being. But so I brought it up to her about a day later. I got my receipts in order. You know, I took screenshots of, you know, when she said she was in the Bronx, and then put it next to the picture of her on Find My at that location with the same timestamp and everything. I got my receipts in order. You know, I was zeroed in. I was focused like a college assignment. You know, I had all my citations. I was ready to go.
But at this point, did you think that she cheated? Like, you put all of this together. Why? Yes. Were you hoping that she would say, I was hanging out with a girlfriend?
Well, I was just fairly certain that she was doing something. And okay. You know, our big thing is that, like, you should not be getting strange if your partner is in the same city as you, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this would be a major violation. You know, it's like, if we're both at a party and I, you know, we bump into some dude that she fucked one time a year ago, you know, like, I can get past that. But this is happening right under my nose. I am in the city, and it's not even like I was doing shows that night or anything. I wasn't doing shows either night that she was seeing this person. And so basically the next day I brought all this to her, you know, showed her to Find My, showed her Lion, and she just dug her heels in so hard to the lie, where her story was that she was hanging out with her best friend's friends who were visiting the city. Her best friend lives in the city, and, you know, she had people from out of town visiting her. So she said she was at a hotel because her best friend's friends are visiting and they're staying at a hotel and blah, blah, blah. And she made me feel like a stalker for being on Find My. And she dug her heels in so hard, just lied straight to my face, straight through her teeth, so hard that I believed her. I actually deleted Find My, like, because I felt bad. And to the point that the next day, as an apology, I turned our room into like a faux massage parlor. You know, like, I had the ambient lighting, had the cute massage playlist on Spotify going, and, you know, just a sheet on the bed, and, you know, so I could give her a massage as an apology for catching her at fucking cheating.
Wanted to get laid. Like, let's be real. You also, like, the massage was the foreplay. Like, let's be for serious right now.
Yeah,
like,
maybe I also wanted to fuck my wife. Yeah, maybe. Sorry. But that might have been in the back of my head.
I'm not saying that's a crime, but I'm just saying, like, of course, you know, that should happen if somebody gives you a massage. But okay, so my question to you is, what did she cry at any point when she said that she was with her friends?
I mean, yeah, she was upset. I don't think she cried. She was more angry. She was more angry than she was upset. And so that happened that night, beginning of February.
Did she, like, call you any, like, names or anything? Like, a stalker or, like...
Yeah. Yeah, okay, absolutely.
So she was a stalker, and she basically, like, said you're in the wrong. And, you know, because it sounds like she's a good actress. Like, this is iconic.
She's a great actress. She's a great actress.
I also got to say, like, this also should be a reminder to everyone that women cheat.
Yes.
Women know how to cover their tracks. Now, in this situation, she did not, but she did cover her tracks as far as her story is concerned, or as far as her lie is concerned. But women cheat. And so it's kind of like when they talk about infidelity, or how, or, you know, basically the stereotype is that, you know, men cheat more. I don't honestly know if that's 100% true. All I know is women don't get caught. Like, every single female I've ever met who's cheated, like, she has not been caught, pretty much. Like,
exactly.
What we're doing, because we know how to hide the clues that we're looking for.
Exactly.
So it's, like, done better. And I don't really know, like, I would love to know, like, the percentage of women who cheat, because I just think that their men don't know.
Like, yeah, exactly. And I got to tell you, I have a buddy who's a comedian, very good looking dude, very funny, awesome guy, very genuinely nice dude. But he describes himself as a professional sideman, and that's just his niche. And hearing his stories and hearing, like, what women will do just to see him, just, like, oh my God, it terrifies me, yo. Like, especially having been through what I've been through now, you know, like, just hearing some of the stories that he tells about them dipping away for 15 minutes, you know, just him and bounce, you know, like, shit like that. Like, I do think women are better at hiding it, for sure. because y'all are the ones, y'all are the Instagram sleuths. You know, every girl I've ever met that's been interested in me has talked about how they deep dive on my Instagram or this, this, and that, you know? So y'all know the clues. Y'all know the clues better than most men do. And y'all are better at hiding it. But she actually, I think she got sloppy. So when I caught her finally, it was a month.
You guys had a massage slash yeah. foreplay. You know, your way of saying you're sorry for doubting her or questioning her. So then what happened as far as, like, you were just trying to say a second time?
Yeah. So, and that whole month, like, I knew, like, we had been fighting. Like I said, we had fought a lot during our marriage. And so after that incident, I was really trying to turn shit around. I was really trying to be husband of the year. You know, like, I was trying to go to her events with her and, you know, be more present. And she just felt distant the whole month. And I remember saying that on the train at one point, that she brought me to an event she was at, and I just felt like she wasn't really making an effort to introduce me to her people, you know. And I said that she felt distant. She started a fight with me on the train in public because I said she felt distant, right? And then so that's for like a whole month. And then basically a month goes by, and there was just one morning where it was Saturday. We were both sleeping in, but I woke up at like 8 a.m. I just couldn't fall back asleep. And she's dead asleep, and her phone is like behind her, like behind her back and right in front of my face. And it was just a crime of opportunity. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go through the phone. I've never been through the phone before, not ever in my first relationship. I'd never been through her phone the entire time we were dating or up until that point when we had been married. I think we'd been married for almost a year at that point. And I'd never gone through a phone, but I said, fuck it, I'm going to go through the phone. I have her password. I
went. Make it right. You shouldn't have done that. You need a trust.
No. I completely
joking though, hon. I am totally joking. Like, okay, I am joking, and I saw the stand-up in Steven's stand-up special. He talks about how people say not to look through the phone. And my own personal opinion is I just feel that if you're not doing anything wrong, then it shouldn't be a big deal. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's not a complicated thing, because I believe that people looking through someone else's phone, it literally saves lives. Like, people find out information, and I'm not talking about cheating alone, but people find out crucial information by looking through someone else's phone. Yes. And so I do believe that when you look through someone else's phone, it's easy to find something that you're quote unquote looking for or dislike, but it's better at the end of the day to find something out versus finding it out 10 some odd years later and investing time into something that you shouldn't be investing time into. I don't think it's that big of a deal, because that person wasn't respecting you. So why the hell are you supposed to respect that person?
Exactly. And it's like, you know, if you're with a partner like my ex-wife, who would not cop to a single thing, like, you have to find the evidence, you know, you can't just be coming with a feeling, or what do they call it in Law and Order? Circumstantial evidence. You know, you need hard evidence. And so just that morning, I went through her phone. I swear to God, it did not take long. I just went to her text messages. I found it immediately. And I found her messaging a guy, we'll just call him Mike. She was messaging this guy, Mike, and he was one of her best friend's friends that was visiting from out of town. So the two nights that she was lying about her location were the two nights that he was in town, and they were hooking up. And then after he left, they had been talking all month over text. Absolutely. Yeah. It was sexting. It was cutesy talk. It was, I can't wait to see you, this, this, and that. It was emotional cheating as well as physical, you know? And I remember scrolling up, trying to find the beginning of the conversation, and there were like hundreds of messages. And I was like, I'm still piecing together who he is and where they met. So when I see how many messages there are, I was like, oh my God, this has been going on for months. And then I scroll to the top of their messages, and it was just like a week and a half of communication. So I was like, Jesus Christ.
I said, oh my God.
Yeah. So it's like, I start piecing things together. I piece together that he was in the city, and that's where they met, you know, a month ago when she lied about the location. They have been chatting all month. And when I said that she felt distant at that event where she wasn't introducing me to her friends, one thing I found that really, really, really set me off was I was there with my ex-wife and two of my ex-wife's friends. And at one point, we all took like a selfie at the table together, you know? And then at some point in the night, I went to the bathroom, And then she sent him basically the exact same selfie with me not in the picture. So she waited for me to leave to text this motherfucker while I'm sitting next to her, you know? And it was just like the other thing I almost forgot was, I remember around that time or just before that time, I had mentioned wanting to go home in April. I'm from Virginia originally. And like, my mom's getting older, you know, I just want to help her with shit around the house. So I had mentioned that I didn't have a lot of work in April. I was thinking about taking time off and going back to Virginia in April. And she was like pressing me about my travel plans for April. And I, you know, eventually set a date to go home for a week. And then I come to find out through reading her text messages with this guy, she's like, I'm going to be free on this day when my husband leaves, like come up this day, you know, like, so she was not pressing me because of work schedules. She was not pressing me because of this or that. It was because she was trying to fucking see this guy again. She was actively trying to get me out of the house. Mm-hmm. So I find all this information and I take pictures of absolutely everything that I can, as much of the conversation as I can. And basically I just let her wake up. I didn't say anything about it yet. And she worked that day, I think at like noon or one. And I was very, very tempted to literally pack all of my shit in the apartment and go back to my mom's place that day instead of April, because I work as a mover, you know, like I said, through TaskRabbit, I handle moves professionally, and it would not be anything to me to rent a U-Haul, pick it up, throw as much shit as I can into it, and then bounce and like make that, you know, my statement, you know? So I let her go to work, and then I basically drafted this letter on a Google Docs explaining that I know everything, like, you have been lying through your teeth to me, and like, I think we can work past this, but fuck you a little bit, you know? And so
you still wanted to work it out.
Well, like I said, we had been fighting a ton at that point. So it's like, it totally made sense to me why she had an affair, you know? It made perfect sense to me. But also, she broke all of the rules, you know? So it's not like I'm just going to, oh, I was a bad husband, it's okay, babe. You know, I'm not letting her off that easy. But, and it's also, you know what? Also, not for nothing, it was also because it was a marriage. I felt like I should, you know, work on it or work past it. Like, if this was just like a relationship, it would be much easier to just break up and be done with it. But like, if you break up a marriage, that's paperwork, you know? So it's like, let's try to work past this. And I'm not going to lie, after I discovered her affair, I was a bitch for like 2 months. So I was not easy to deal with.
So do you still think that today, if you were married today and you were having a lot of issues with your wife and you found out she cheated, would you say that today? Like, oh, I understand, we were having a lot of fighting and difficulty.
I like to think it depends on a situation, but at this point in my life, I make my past history known. I make it known I have a lot of affair trauma still. And I've been all therapied up since this. You know what I mean? I found a therapist the moment I ended my marriage. I've been all therapied up for 2 years, but it is still giving me like massive trust issues. And I think at this point in my life, like, my partners know that like cheating is just that's a one strike and you're out thing for me, you know, especially if I have to find out about it. I was dating this girl for a little while, and it was really great. We had spoken about this, and it was like, I don't know, it's kind of tough based on the situation, because I like to think that like, if I find out you cheated at all, that, you know, I'm gone, I'm out. But like, if you come to me and you're like, oh, I was with my friends and we got really drunk and made out with some guy in a bar, I don't even know his name or whatever. Like, I don't know. I feel like it would have to be case by case. And coming to me and telling me is going to do a lot more for yourself, you know, because if you're coming clean about it, then that's something I have to consider also. But at this point in my life, like, I tell my partners or anybody I'm considering dating seriously that I'm like, it is a zero strike policy for me. You know, I'm not putting myself through that again, you know?
That's totally understandable. I think, you know, like, you, I understand your stance, and I kind of feel like the people who have the most reasons to fight for a marriage are the ones who have kids. So I kind of think when kids are not involved, like, it, I think the majority of time it makes sense to walk away.
Absolutely.
But my question to you is, you said that after, you know, you found out about Mike, the guy that she was making plans with to come in to your home when you would be out of state, were you cheating? Did you smash? Like, what did you do when you said you were not being kind, for 2 months after you found out about Mike. Did any of that unkindness involve Strange, as you say?
I did not physically cheat. There was one girl in my DMs on Instagram that I was entertaining for like maybe a week. And it was like maybe 2 weeks after I discovered her affair. So I'm still in prime like hurt mode, you know? And so if this girl is throwing it at me in my DMs, I was entertaining that, you know? Right. And I never did anything, but I was sending, you know, messages back and forth with one woman just because I was hurt, you know? But I never actually did anything because I told her after, you know, we decided that we're going to try to work past this. I'm like, this is a closed relationship now. There is no getting any kind of Strange from anybody else, whether you're traveling, whatever. Like, if you want to stay together, like, neither of us is going to fuck anybody ever again. You know, like,
and did you think that that would actually happen?
I wanted it to, but even at the beginning, she told me so many times, like, oh, I would rather this be open, but, you know, mm-hmm. if we want to stay together, I guess I'll do this. And it's just like, looking back, that's when I should have left, when she had a shitty attitude about it. You know, like, if you really love your partner, then you're going to, you know, try to correct your mistake, you know, make them happy again or comfortable again, you know, make them trust you again, you know. But she was very vocal about, oh, I'd rather this be open, but if we want to stay together, we'll do what you want to do. And like, that should have been my cue to leave, but no, I still stayed. And so that went on.
She's for the streets, like.
She is for the streets. I wife the hoe, man. It's like, I didn't know. Every rapper.
No hoe, but I'm saying. She what's dope about it is she makes it known. She's like, look, I want this to be for everybody, not just you.
Exactly. And, you know, but at that point, you're stuck in a marriage or whatever. And so basically what ended things was about 4 months later, we went to a work party for her. And she had a colleague at this work party that I know she works very closely with on projects on a regular basis. And the first time I met this dude was actually pretty shortly after I discovered her affair. And I swear to God, I could smell it on him the moment I met him, that like they had done something or fooled around or something, because he just reeked of it, you know, like could not keep his cool. And I was just like, man, like I have been in the unfortunate situation of like sleeping with a chick and then later at some point meeting her boyfriend, but I'm like, at least I'm not so autistic, I can't be charming, man, like cover your fucking tracks a little bit better.
Wow. Like,
I could smell it on him. And I remember when I discovered her affair, I made her come clean about like everyone she's ever slept with while we were married. And I did the same thing because it was open. I'm like, I don't care if it was open. I want to know everyone you slept with in the last like 2 years that we've been married. Pre-marriage, that doesn't matter much to me. But like as part of my healing, and so I remember that night, he was not on her list. And I was like, are you sure you have not fooled around with, we'll just call him Joe. The guy she works with is Joe. And I was like, are you sure you've never fooled around with Joe? And she's like, no, he's just socially awkward and nothing's ever happened and blah, blah, blah. And even then, I did not believe her. But like, for the sake of the marriage, like, I have to kind of take her at her word because she's telling me she's being truthful. And I told her that night, if I find out you lied about anything after I asked you this stuff, if I find out you lied about anything, I am gone for real. And so I asked her if she'd ever fooled around with Joe and she said no. And so, like I said, sorry, I'm Tarantino-ing a little bit. Fast forward 4 months. We're at this work party, right? Joe is there. And then I thought the party went great. And like maybe a couple of days later, I don't remember why. I went through her phone again.
You're smart. You have a man's intuition. They be talking about a woman's intuition.
Yo, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that, man. Like you said, people put down looking through the phone, man. If something's up, you know it. You've got to trust your gut. So I went through her phone. First thing I went to was her text messages between her and Joe. And what's funny was I was actually pretty much immediately relieved just because it wasn't a bunch of nudes. You know, that's what I thought it was going to be. And it was mostly work talk. But I scroll a little further back, just to a few weeks back, and I get to the day that we had this work party for her. And I see that he had texted her during the party and said, hey, I'm about to head out. Are you sure you don't want to fuck real quick?